Welcome back. Now in this video, we are going to add subscribers to our account. And we're going to go to the subscriber section and click on that link. You'll then see a button at the bottom right. You'll then click Add Subscribers. Now before you begin adding single subscribers or even importing individuals from other providers, you want to make sure that you have tags in place. Now the tags will be the way that you'll be able to differentiate different groups of individuals inside of your email marketing list. So what we're going to do first is we're going to create a tag. And all we'll need to do is we'll need to write in our tag name. Once we do that, we can then click Save. We can add in another tag. And we're going to write in our tag name. Once you do that, you'll then click Save. What you can also do is create a segment. And when we do that, we're going to create our segment name. Once we create that segment name, we're going to put together the different tag and classifications that would fall under our segment. And to do that, we're going to click Add Filter. We're then going to select Tags. We're then going to select the tags that we want to add to our segment. And then we'll click Add Filter. Once we do that, we'll then click Save. Once we have tags and segments, it will then be easier to begin adding subscribers to our email marketing list. We're then going to click Add Subscribers. In this case, we're going to add in a single subscriber. We're going to write in the name of the individual as well as their email address. Now what we can do is we can add this individual to a specific sequence, to a specific form if we've created one, or a specific tag. In this case, we're going to add the individual to a specific tag. We're then going to click Save. And the individual will then be added to our account. Now, as demonstrated before, we can also import our subscribers from another provider. So in this case, what we can do is we can click Import from another provider. We can then choose the provider. Now, in order to connect to MailChimp in particular, we're going to need the MailChimp API key. Now, every connection is going to be different. We are demonstrating how you would connect to MailChimp using the specific instructions given to you by ConvertKit. And once you've pasted in the API key from MailChimp, you'll then click Start Import. Once it's been completed, you can then click Done. Now the import will take time in order to complete. And once it does, you'll then have subscribers that are going to be part of your account. Now once those subscribers are part of your account, they will be confirmed. You will not need to have them to opt in again in order to be part of your list. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.